these days. Okay, stereoisomers. These ones then, we've got the same atom connectivity, that's where we start with our definition, and we're now talking about different relative positions of the ligands inside the coordination sphere. Now the stereoisomer, the geometric ones, and then strictly about varying the positions inside the coordination sphere. The optical isomers are not geometric isomers, they're a special case of their own, and we'll deal with them last. So for geometric isomers, can't occur for coordination numbers 2 and 3. With coordination number 4, it's going to work for the square planar complexes, but not for the tetrahedral complexes. The reason being, if you've got a tetrahedron, you have got two atoms adjacent here, you've got two atoms adjacent here. So necessarily, if you put a chloride and a chloride here, then there's no difference to if the chloride and the chloride were on the other side, or if the chloride was here and the chloride was there. They're always adjacent. Whereas in a square plane, if you've got four atoms, one here, one here, one here, and one here, the two chlorides can be adjacent to each other, or they can be across from each other. That's why it's only working.